Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
we praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle. Come, let us sing to the Holy One.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving.
And raise a loud shout with psalms.
For you, O God, are a great God.
You are great above all gods.
In your hand are the caverns of the earth.
And the heights of the hills are yours also.
The sea is yours, for you made it.
And your hands have molded the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and bend the knee.
And kneel before God, our Maker.
For you are our God.
And we are the people of your pasture.
And the sheep of your hand.
Oh, that today we would hearken to your voice.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Give us, O Lord, steadfast hearts which no unworthy thought can drag downward, unconquered hearts which no tribulation can wear out, upright hearts which no unworthy purpose may tempt aside. Bestow upon us also, O Lord our God, understanding to know you, and diligence to seek you, and wisdom to find you, and a faithfulness that may finally embrace you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Psalm 1. The law of the Lord makes them happy, and they think about it day and night. God blesses those people who refuse evil advice and won't follow sinners or join in sneering at God. Instead, the law of the Lord makes them happy, and they think about it day and night. They are like trees growing beside a stream, trees that produce fruit in season and always have leaves. Those people succeed in everything they do. That isn't true of those who are evil, because they are like straw blown by the wind. Sinners won't have an excuse on the day of judgment, and they won't have a place with the people of God. The Lord protects everyone who follows him, but the wicked follow a road that leads to ruin. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. The law of the Lord makes them happy, and they think about it day and night.
The word today is from Titus chapter 1, verses 5 through 16. I left you in Crete to do what had been left undone and to appoint leaders for the churches in each town. As I told you, they must have a good reputation and be faithful in marriage. Their children must be followers of the Lord and not have reputation for being wild and disobedient. Church officials are in charge of God's work, and so they must also have a good reputation. They must not be bossy, quick-tempered, heavy drinkers, bullies, or dishonest in business. Instead, they must be friendly to strangers and enjoy doing good things. They must also be sensible, fair, pure, and self-controlled. They must stick to the true message they were taught so that their good teaching can help others and correct everyone who opposes it. There are many who don't respect authority, and they fool others by talking nonsense. This is especially true of some Jewish followers. But you must make them be quiet. They are after money, and they upset whole families by teaching what they should not. Just like one of their own prophets once said, the people of Crete always tell lies. They are greedy, lazy, like wild animals. That surely is a true saying, and you should be hard on such people so you can help them grow stronger in their faith. Don't pay attention to any of these senseless Jewish stories and human commands. They are made up by people who won't obey the truth. Everything is pure for someone whose heart is pure, but nothing is pure for an unbeliever with a dirty mind. That person's mind and conscience are destroyed. Such people claim to know God, but their actions prove that they really don't. They are disgusting. They won't obey God, and they are worthless to do anything good. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A commemoration, Fred Pratt Green. Fred Pratt Green served as a pastor in the Methodist Church of England from 1928 until 1967. In 1967, he began working on a supplement to the Methodist hymn book, which enabled him to begin publishing hymns he had written throughout his ministry. In retirement, he continued writing hymns, and in 1995, he was named a member of the British Empire by Queen Elizabeth for his contributions to hymn writing. Overall, he wrote more than 300 hymns, 18 of which we use in our current United Methodist hymnal. Our colleague of the day, Fred Pratt Green. Almighty God, who through your holy apostles have taught us to praise you in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, we give you thanks this day for the gift of writing great hymns which you gave to your servant, Fred Pratt Green. And we pray that your church may never lack those with the gifts of writing words and music to your praise, and may be ever filled with the desire to praise and thank you for your great goodness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in time of need, we humbly beseech you to behold, visit, and relieve your sick servants for whom our prayers are desired. Look upon them with the eyes of your mercy and comfort them with a sense of your goodness. Preserve them from the temptations of the enemy and give them patience under their affliction. In your good time, restore them to health and enable them to live the remainder of their lives in your awe and to your glory, and grant that finally they may dwell with you in life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
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 The Colleague of the Week. Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the works of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Ever-living God, whose will it is that all shall come to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, inspire our witness to him that all may know the power of his forgiveness and the hope of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Prayers for towns and rural areas. Lord Christ, when you came among us, you proclaimed the kingdom of God in villages, towns, and lonely places. Grant that your presence and power may be known throughout this land. Have mercy upon all of us who live and work in rural areas, especially here in Atlantic County. And grant that all the people of our nation may give thanks to you for food and drink and all other bodily necessities of life. Respect those who labor to produce them and honor the land and the water from which these good things come. All this we ask in your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
In concluding prayer, Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. May God grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. Amen.
Amen.